The chopper blade stopped spinning. Pete gave the signal. Then Jack and Annie followed Nancy and the others out of the helicopter. Jack held Penny in place under his parka as he boarded the red bus. He sat with Annie near the back. Nancy took the driver's seat and started the engine. As the bus rolled along, Jack peeked inside his parka. Penny looked up at him. She blinked a few times, as if she was a little worried. Jack patted her gently until she closed her eyes and fell asleep. Jack kept patting the front of his parka to comfort Penny. He looked out the window and patted the baby penguin the whole ride. As Penny snuggled close to Jack, none of his worries of the day mattered anymore. His fear of falling into the lava lake, his dread of altitude sickness, his embarrassment at being caught by Nancy, all the cares and confusions of the day were wiped away by his feelings for the orphan penguin. When the red bus stopped at the station, Jack and Annie followed everyone down the aisle and climbed off. As the others stood talking in the group, Jack and Annie started walking away.
"We're leaving now. Bye, Nancy," said Annie. "Bye, everyone."
"Thanks for everything," called Jack.
"Oh, no, you don't," said Nancy.
She grabbed them both by the sleeves of their parkas. "I'm not letting you two out of my sight again, not until I hand deliver you to your parents."
But our parents are still on their penguin expedition," said Annie.
"Then I'll take you to where you're staying," said Nancy. "Come on." Clutching their parkas, she started walking them toward the buildings.
"You all must be staying at the wildlife quarters, right?"
Yes, said Jack.
Nancy led Jack and Annie to a building at the edge of the compound. "Well, here you are, home safe and sound."
"Thanks," said Annie.
"Bye," said Jack. He was desperate to get away with Penny.
"Wait," said Nancy.
"Oh no, what now?" thought Jack.
"I'm still worried about you guys," said Nancy. "Are your parents really here to study penguins? I want you to tell me the true story now."
Annie heaved a sigh.
"Okay. The true story is that Jack and I came alone to Antarctica in a magic treehouse."
"Annie," said Jack.
But Annie kept talking.
"It belongs to Morgan Le Fay of Camelot. Morgan wants us to find the fourth secret of happiness for Merlin the magician. See, he's very sad, and as soon as we leave Antarctica, we're headed for Camelot to cheer him up."
Nancy just stared at Annie. Jack held his breath, afraid Nancy would finally have her heart attack. But Nancy burst out laughing and shook her head.
"Where did that come from?" she said. "You guys are so cute. How do you think up this stuff? Seriously now, tell me the truth."
"Well," started Jack. "Oh, look," said Annie. "Mom, Dad."
"What?" said Jack.
"There they are,"
said Annie. She pointed to a couple bundled up in parkas, goggles, and ski masks. They were walking toward a building.
"Oh, right," said Jack.
"Mom, Dad."
The couple kept walking and disappeared behind the building.
"They didn't hear us," said Annie. "We better go. They'll wonder where we are. Bye, Nancy. Thanks for everything."
"Nancy, you coming with us for coffee?"
Tony yelled, standing by the bus.
"You should go, Nancy," said Annie. "We'll be fine."
"Okay," said Nancy, sighing.
"Bye, guys. Run and catch up with your folks."
"Peep."
Jack coughed his funny cough.
"And take care of that cough of yours, Jack," said Nancy.
"Don't worry, I will," said Jack.
Then Jack and Annie took off. They ran behind the building. They stopped and peeked back around the corner. They watched Nancy walk off with Tony and the others.
"Let's go," said Jack.
He and Annie hurried away from all the buildings at McMurdo Station. Jack put his arms around Penny as they crossed the icy slope and ran to the cliff near the seashore. The treehouse was still there, tucked under the overhang. Annie climbed in through the window. Jack followed her, careful not to let Penny slip out of his parka. Annie pulled Morgan's rhyme out of her pocket and read the last part.
"Then speed to Camelot by close of day, lest grief take Merlin forever away."
"Let's go," said Jack. "Speed to Camelot."
Annie pointed to the word Camelot and said loudly and clearly,
"I wish we could go there."
A blast of light, a roar of wind, a rumble of thunder, and of course, they were there.